Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. The song that we play in the beginning of our show comes from John Adams. Remember the TV series John Adams, the theme song for John Adams? John Adams is one of our founding fathers or principals and the president, and of course, president of the United States later on. What we saw last night really was not anything to do with the things that John Adams and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and our founding principals or founding fathers, they fought the Revolutionary War. None of that was up there by this guy in the White House that was out there in the so-called State of the Union. They all must be rolling over the grave, in their grave right now, because that's not freedom. One of the reasons why we fought the Revolutionary War was against tyranny and the right to self-determination, freedom of against big government. We did not want to have big government. The way this country was set up by the Constitution is that it is three separate branches of government with checks and balances, so this way that there's no one branch bigger than the other, and most of the power based on the Constitution is given to the states, and they did it in such a way that we could check against tyranny and big government. Last night's speech was totally about big government. And if you own the business, and if you own the corporation, if you're a stockholder of a corporation or a small mom-and-pop business owner, You better be scared shitless because they're coming after you. And that's what stage is at. And if you talk against them, they're weaponized federal government, the FBI, and the DOJ will be coming after you. And it's not a joke like ALC and others is talking about. But the bottom line is, what you heard last night, not only was it a bunch of lies, and he didn't touch half the stuff that's actually happening, and he misled you, he lied you. And by the way, we're not going after your Social Security. We're not going after Medicare. All right? In fact, the only ones that are hurting Social Security and Medicare is the Democrats and the government themselves. So think about this, people. And before I bring on my co-host, I just want you to think about this. When you go to the store, when you go to work each day, when you fill that tank up, are you sure that job is going to be there tomorrow? Look what happened. Disney just went out of business, basically. They just laid off 7,000 people. 7,000 employees have been got pink slips today. And Dell, 15,000 other stores, tech companies are going out. There is a lot of different things happening. It's not the economy. Yes, they know what the 500,000 jobs were. People coming back from COVID. Most of them were coming back from work to call from COVID. They didn't create anything, and most of them are coming back to jobs that they have to work 2-3 jobs to make up the time and loss that they did. So that's the thing. If the economy's not booming, not really. And when interest and with the interest rates, the Fed's saying that they're going to increase interest rates more than the quarter or a half point they're projected to do, watch out. Because you're going to have a shrinking economy, unemployment is going to go skyrocketed, and when unemployment skyrockets, Social Security is losing money because you need to have more people working in order to cover the Social Security for everyone else that retired. Because you and I know that after 3 or 4 years, everything that you put in there has already been taken out, and then you're borrowing from others. Social Security technically is a Ponzi scheme, relying on others to offset the cost and the money that get it to you each month. Because after 2-3 years or 4 years, your monies are gone that you actually put in, then you rely on others. And the only way this works out right is to increase the employment. You got to have a full employment. Now, and the 3.4 is an erroneous number. Watch what happens in the next few weeks and months with all these layoffs coming in. You're going to see a total picture. Now, let me introduce you to Scarlett, our co-host. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. Excellent day. And
so, any comments?
Hold it. Disney, first of all, Disney burnt themselves with their woke bullshit. Okay? And people just abandon them because they don't want their children indoctrinated. So the king, Cinderella's castle was changed. It's not even pink anymore. Okay, they changed everything in there, and to what I don't know, I haven't been there. But I'm saying, so everybody is not spending the money and going on trips to Disney anymore. So they're losing billions. What is it, a year now? I mean, why do you think they're laying off all these employees? And Disney itself doesn't employ that many when you think about it. I mean, 7,000 is a large number. So that means they're going to be slowly going out of business. That, besides that, it's going to have an effect you have no idea. One, all the hotels and motels and all those special businesses that surround Disney and make money off of their back, they're going to slowly go out of business. And lay off people, okay? And all the merchandise, they're going to lay off. And it's going to affect the printing. They're going to lay off. And manufacturing of clothing, everybody's going to lose money, okay? And it's the left of burning people because they're suckered in because they listen to their crap. And the people, and anyway, there was a one piece of a person on the board is is a family member. And it's for some reason they're feeding information to all these people that are just erroneous and telling them we're going to make money here. We're going to make money with drag and trans and the gay community. And nothing against them. They ain't making money. And we were having a discussion before about the children. Okay? I don't care what adults do. They can knock themselves out. Okay? They can be all what they ever want to be. Get happy with it. But they, why are they going after our children?
Because they start, okay, Solinsky and his communism stuff, they said when they go after, when they go after to indoctrinate stuff, remember Ehrman Sayed and his book about liberalism?
We get him at 2 years. Right.
Right. That's what they're doing.
But they were doing that in school in another way, and they just have found a new generated way to hurt children.
Right. First, they couldn't. They tried to dummy down the kids with Common Core and other stuff. We went and actually because even farther than that, when the education of each individual student was controlled by the locals. In other words, by the state, not by a centralized thing out in D.C., the education in this country was number one in the world. As soon as they went back to, I think, 73 or something like that, they actually went and made it into the head of D.C. as part of one of the groups that's involved in
there. When they created the Department of Education, that is the worst thing that ever began.
As soon as they centralized, they took it out of the state, took it out of the schools and the parents and the teachers and the locals, and they made it into a federal thing. That's when they dummied down. That's when the beginning of the dummied down. They're making us so bad in education. We need to get rid of the Department of Education in D.C. Bring it back to the school, back to the state. Let it bring it back to the locals. One of the best things that happened in this state is Governor DeSantis, and he tells the federal government to go scratch. And right now he is literally cleaning out the libraries and the schools from stuff that indoctrinate stuff, bad stuff, to read about hate, you know, to try to teach these kids how to hate each other and themselves.
To change the gender.
The CRTs and the others, it's all going.
Change history, change everything. You know, if you don't learn about what had happened, it will repeat itself like it never happened. Okay?
So the education.
You don't want to experience that. You want it to learn from what has taken place. And then learn from that, and then not repeat it. You know, do a new way. There's nothing wrong with that. It's great. It's new ideas. It's smart. Okay? And the left doesn't want them smart.
No, because the dumber you are, the more likely they fail. And then when they fail, they get controlled by the government, and that's what the left wants. Democrats are for stupid people. Republicans are for intelligent people. The Democrats want people to not be educated, to rely on other people to do the bidding, especially government and Guillaume the Dole. Republicans say that you as an individual have the capabilities and the skill sets to be the best you can possibly be. And so to dream and to follow those dreams and fight for those dreams. If you fail, so what? You pick yourself up, dust yourself off,
right,
and you continue to fight.
Do it again, a different way.
Right.
Do something else.
You learn from your errors to make it better.
Right.
And sometimes in order to succeed, you have to fail first. And that's one of the reasons they say that. Also, you need to hang around with people that are successful and positive, not failures of people that have problems somewhere down the line.
Happy people, go-getters, smiley, you know, positive.
People that are really interested in you and your family and not someone that wants to stop you or prevent you from doing things. Those are the things that's the difference. You need to have people that encourage you, uplift you, inspire you. You know, hey, like we say, to give you a hand up, not a hand out. And that's
right.
One of the things I do.
And they don't backstab you. They support you.
Right, and they try, and they will fight you for you and help get you into trying.
They won't play with your mind and make you feel stupid and browbeat you until
what you try to do, and what I try to do, and Scarlett tries to do with certain people, is to say, you know what, you got the ability to be on top of the world. You got the ability to do whatever you have to, what you want to do, that's in your heart and soul, your passion, dreams. Go for it.
Right.
Do not listen to others. And if you need help with it, we're there all the time.
If you don't,
we always try to be. We always try to be the wind beneath your wings, to get to a successful place. Because sometimes, that's the way things are, and you know.
Not everything is instantaneous. It takes time. You got to build
things
foundation.
Things work in a lot of different ways. Sometimes you got to get through trials and tribulations to get to the top of the place that you need to be.
Right.
And sometimes you have to go and go through all kinds of different things and hang around enough bad people to realize that maybe it's time to change things around, especially if you have more than one person to think of. And you go and concentrate on moving forward in life. And into a better area, to a better environment, to a more positive, successful thing, so you can get that wind beneath the wings, so you can get that inspiration, empowerment to become something instead of hanging around at the same level. Always try and reach. You never settle for less. You always try to get more. This is similar to it's like doing when you're teaching in a broker's field. They always never settle for less. Always ask for the calls. Always go for more. If you don't ask, you don't get. You got to continue to focus on moving up the ladder of success. And if you could do that,
ask questions.
Yeah,
ask questions.
There are plenty of people out there that can help you.
Responses from individuals who know what they're talking about.
Right, people's experience.
Or use you, or
all they want to do, all people do,
all I want to do is
open your eyes and clear the cobwebs away and take away all the trees before the forest, so you can see a path to where you want to be. And we're there to help clear that path away and inspire you to follow your dreams. And that's what we do. That's what we do in the truth. That's what we do. That's what the Republicans try to do, to try and say, we the people have the power to control our own destiny and not the government. Government only does is to destroy. That government doesn't do anything but destroy or just try to accomplish communism.
Because we watched Biden last night. What did you take away from his speech?
He's a communist and a liar. He's an angry old man that tried to mega some programs and attack at the same time work the other way. Then he went off pitch and he had a shouting match with Congress, it really wasn't something that really was good. The left party liked it, but in reality, nobody really liked it. The stock market crashed today because they know that Biden, with his rhetoric, is going after everything I just said earlier in the show. If you own the business, he's going after you. If you're a mob boss store, you own the business, he's going after you.
He needs the power of the person. He's not going to have it.
No, but the point is, he already targeted. And he also went after McDonald's. and Burger King and fast food. First of all, any idiot up there, and he is an idiot, there is no non-disclosure forms being signed in any fast food joint. You work at Burger King, you work at Wendy's, you work at McDonald's. Many people go from one to the other, for whatever reason. They don't sign disclosure forms. The only good about that, going from one to the other, is the experience. But there's no disclosure forms. You're not stealing anything.
No.
So, you know, or any kind of fast food, right? If you work in a supermarket, you don't sign the non-disclosure forms. The only thing, and, you know, even what I do right now, I don't have a non-disclosure form, and I have a lot of sensitive information, of course.
Everybody knows that special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, but the point is, nobody cares about that. He just said that out of the thin air about the non-disclosure.
I think the best was Social Security. If it all fails, tell everybody that Republicans are going after Social Security.
That's been going on since the day of Memorial. Okay, let me make this perfectly clear. Let me make this distinctly. Let me make this that a little two-year-old could understand this. There will be no Social Security cuts by anyone in this country, anytime, anyhow. Not one Republican is supporting that. He is lying. He's doing props. He went to the event, I think it's Wisconsin something today, where he showed props saying that, this is what the Republicans are going to do. They're going to cut your Social Security. No, they're not. We're not even mentioning it anywhere.
How many people, did anybody there scream at him?
Yeah, a lot of people, on both sides, called liar. A lot of the, not the far left, but a lot of the mainstream Democrats shook their heads, shaking their heads. And, of course, we had a lot of them lying.
Hold it. I got a better one. Did Kamala come out today and say she's going to be president?
No, Kamala came out and said she's running with, came out announcing that if Joe Biden runs for re-election, I'll be there with him. That's what she said. But nobody wants either one. And it's crazy. And it's really not
What's
good.
What's going on with Jim Jordan and the traitor bullshit?
Okay, Jim Jordan right now is in the process. They started the impeachment proceedings, but there are a bunch of other stuff going on besides. They literally got the former heads of Twitter. They're looking at jail time now, and the rest are imminent because they deliberately withheld information on the laptop from hell. And they admitted today in Congress because they were going to be arrested if they didn't.
They're taking out pork and beans.
Huh?
I think pork and beans need to go. Really?
Okay.
I think that Biden and Kamala need to go.
They're both going, and a bunch of others too.
Every day that he is whatever he is hurts us.
Yeah, well, I think there's a big fight going on right now because Kamala was not happy with the kiss by Jill Biden and Kamala's husband that they gave on the lips list today. She saw that and
What's
she was ready
that?
To walk out.
Nothing.
Yeah, well, I heard that there was a major fight. Look. You don't. There's a protocol. It's called respect and dignify. You do not go and hiss the first. You do not have a relationship between the first lady and the second man, so to speak. That's what it looked like. It hit every paper in the world, every news thing in the world, that kiss. And Kamala Harris and her husband,
care.
They went out. I'm sure they went out.
I don't want them as VP and president. I don't care. Yeah.
So they're both going to go down anyway. There's so many stories falling right now.
That's not what's important. That's unimportant.
I'm going to tell you now. I want to tell you now that Biden saw that too, and he told Kamala, you're fired again. So let's see where it goes. In the next, she's trying
care.
To circumvent.
I want them both gone.
They're both going. They'll both be gone within a week. But just
how
get
much,
these things working.
How much is the interest going up, the interest rate?
Interest rates, I don't know. Houston, we're going to go up by a quarter to a half point. Yeah, no, they were going to raise it, but they were going to raise it slower increments or smaller increments. But because of the 500,000 so-called new jobs last month, they and the fact the economy is still on the race the racetrack, so to speak. But that's not because we know that, but let me finish. Because of that, they're looking to raise the interest rates by half to a point. If they do that, it really will tank the economy more. You got the technical companies, the high-tech companies being sued left and right, criminal investigations going on, laying people off. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening with that. And so all that stuff
Obama
coming down.
This is all Obama. That's what he wants.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, let's continue.
Genocide. He's killing. They're killing our economy. They're making people so poor.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, and people, I hear it every day. But anyway, let me continue with what's going on. First of all, the headline of yesterday's state. First of all, the truth is out there. Voice of the People radio show. This is our State of the Union that we're talking about now. And the State of Union that we see not only between the people I talk to day in and day out, every day, hundreds of thousands of people over the last 8 months, 9 months, almost I would say close to 500,000 at least. And I'm telling you, from those words and everything, the state of economy is dismal. The state of this country is dismal. Like Scarlett is saying, people don't have the money. Businesses are slow.
I go to buy my coffee, and there's no coffee of the coffee I want to purchase.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
And
the shelves are not
problem.
Stocked up. Yeah, the shelves are not always stocked up. There's some areas are better than others, but they're not as stocked. There are other things going out there. So,
you want to know what area of a shelf is stocked up? Dog food.
Yeah, but capital is starting to go now a little bit. But it's still, little critique from yesterday. The headline for yesterday is lies, 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 sex and videotape, lies, 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 sex and videotape, lies, 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 balloon that never happened. You know, communism on display was yesterday. When this guy went after, say he's going to try to make business to give up their profits and control how they handle their businesses. That's communism. That's not even socialism. That's communism. Government taking over people's businesses is like taking over your property and your home, too. That's what communism is.
What happened to taking out the guy from Homeland Security?
He's on his way gone. He's in the process. It takes time. That's the third. That there's trouble impeachment going on right now. That's one of them.
And we have the Senate supports this.
No, actually, the story is that we got a deal in place to get rid of the Homeland Security and the others involved. So let's just see what happens in the next week or so. But anyway, was it. Biden attacked law enforcement using. First of all, what happened in Memphis was about five or six bad cops. It has nothing to do with the police department. We don't know the exact story. It's not been out there. We do know that he resisted initially. He took off. So that changes certain things because once you get a person on the run that's resisting, all gloves are off. Whatever it is to secure the community to make it safe, that's protocol. Now, these cops, they went overboard, and they should be punished, and they should be fired, and they should be arrested for such. And let the trial begin, and let's see what happens. But I would not use the family of the kid, of that guy, as a prop to go after the cops. And that's what he did. It wasn't to show about other things.
My opinion, those parents, they're going to be suing looking for a buck.
That's all this is. And you know, yes, it's a wrongful death, and yes, they're going to get some bucks. But
I want to know what brought, from the beginning, around this young man. That's the story I want to know.
I think the story we were getting initially is that it was a stop. He was driving erratically or something, and they stopped him. It was a checkpoint of some sort. And then he took off, and that's what started the chase, and that's what happened. At least that's one of the stories. We won't know until the trial starts. Then you'll know for sure. Until then, everything's speculation. Doesn't matter. We'll don't know the whole story. There's plenty. I saw some of the videos, but not the visual.
Of how it transacted. Oh yeah.
I did, yeah. There is videos. There's cameras in the car, in the patrol cars, and there's camera. And there's cameras on the individual officer, but they have on chest the cameras. But the thing is, we don't know the whole story, and we shouldn't be talking about stuff. And Biden trying to make this play because he's anti-law enforcement. He always was.
Yes.
And that's what this is.
And it's not him. It's Obama.
Yes, that's what started. Obama started the war against police back when he was president, and that's in the start. And even before that, and he is the guy that started Antifa and Black Lives Matter. He is a traitor, and he's treasonous, and we'll get him on that. Now, again, most of the speech was a little over an hour and changed his so-called. Frank Stone, State of the Union. He in that time he only mentioned China one, and that was has to do with some fentanyl. We're talking about fentanyl, but other than that, he had not mentioned China at all. Never mentioned the balloon. Never mentioned the national security threat. Never mentioned the aggressiveness of China getting ready to attack Taiwan. Never mentioned, he didn't even talk about Ukraine and Putin that much. He only talked about some odds and ends and stuff like that, but it was to try and get away from the stuff they feel. Now, when he talked about the economy, there's several things he won't mention. He's the one that killed the economy. We were energy independent. Okay, when Biden stole the office, he had secure borders, the wall was being completed, and we only had a few more feet to go, and then you also had energy independent. We actually were selling energy, oil and natural gas and others into other countries around the world. We became energy independent. We had a growing economy, we had the biggest rebound ever. All Biden had to do was just sit back and let things work, but he didn't. The first thing he did was just stop the drilling, cut the Keystone pipeline, the other pipeline. Okay, the pipeline for Russia, but that's all that is. And he literally destroyed the oil and gas industry. He wants no one to have a gas car running on gas and oil.
In 10 years. Or trains or taxis or anything.
He says we're not going to get rid of the oil industry for 10 years. Everybody started laughing on both sides of the aisle. They know it's fantasy land. It's a joke. It was an embarrassment to the world. We are literally the embarrassment of the world. And he looked like a mean. He was literally taking on the Republicans, the Freedom Caucus. Literally. And we're yelling liar and stuff like that. And it did mention the balloon that transfers all across the country.
Oh, he talked about the debt ceiling. He says, you're not going to let us default. Oh, yes, we are.
Yes.
You're a dream man, you asshole.
He wants to increase
not
the debt ceiling by $4 trillion.
It's not going
to
happen. They're going to default on China. China better prepare for this because it's going to be an earthquake.
Yeah.
Do you think that they'll give in and raise the debt? The debt ceiling?
We're not raising the debt. He'll default. We're not giving in, especially $4 trillion over 2 years. That's crazy, shit.
We're going to default. We're going to default. Countries should be prepared.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, I know.
What happens when we default?
We don't know. We got to June before we default. Because even though we haven't raised the debt ceiling, nothing comes to fruition to truth. I don't know. It's never been done.
Let's say the imps are still in power, right? And we default. What will happen with the default?
All our debt to become all the cake gets wiped out, and we start from fresh. It could cost a lot of people to lose a lot of, a lot of government programs could be down. We don't know because it's never been there, but it's not going to come to that.
What programs will we lose?
Social Security? No, but we're gonna lose some. We're gonna lose some projects with some of the other stuff though. Like the military might lose some, education might lose some, defense. There's a lot of different things.
So we don't know for sure. Go to the gold standard. Hello, we'll go to the gold standard.
Yes, you go to the gold standard.
Will that be the end of the Fed?
Yeah, that should be the end of the Fed if that happens. That's actually a good thing. We need to get rid of the Fed.
Businesses go under? What will this just affect? Government or
government?
Business?
Government.
Ah, fuck the government. Let it go.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Anyway,
people will learn to stand on their own two feet.
Let's go on a couple other things. I want to talk about DeSantis in a minute. But
I'm not heartless.
Okay, another thing I want to talk about is Marjorie Taylor Greene did a couple of things yesterday. She walked around before the State of the Union. She was walking around with a white balloon and walking around showing, there was a tease on Biden. And the left didn't like it, but the right loved it. And she did that. Of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, and others, especially the Freedom Caucus, they every time Biden lied, said liar. It's really interesting on that, and many others did. But the thing is, a lot of people were just laughing at Biden because they know it's fantasy. He's like delusional, and he can't do anything he said. The one good thing the person that recovered from cancer, and we have the power to possibly cure cancer. Yeah, and that's actually a good thing. We do the girls back to treat, but that government, if government is involved with it, you're not going to do it. If you're not for us to cure disease, let the people work it.
If we default on our debt, how will that affect Florida?
It won't affect us at all because we don't rely too much on the federal government anymore, except for maybe a hurricane or two. Other than that, and even that, we really didn't rely on it because a lot of people around the state were able to donate.
Will that affect Social Security and disability?
No. No, it's
okay,
not. First of all, we're self-generated. This state is very self-generated. We have billions of dollars worth of budget surplus.
Yeah, but the U.S. government pays Social Security and SSI and
it's
all
not,
that
it's,
shit.
It's not going to, as long
Medicare.
As people, No, Medicaid, maybe. The deal is, we rely on other things, and most of the stuff that's happening right now is that we're able to do a sufficient, as long as people are working, Social Security, it will be great. It's not going to go anywhere. Because, like I said earlier in the show, all it takes is like 2 to 4 years before you finish. It takes us 20, 30, or 40 years to put in to Social Security. It only takes like 4 years to take it all back out. After that, you rely on other people's money.
Would the USA be considered deadbeat after that if it defaulted?
Yeah, credit ratings would be not the same. But that's it. There's a lot of things we need to do. We need to have a balanced budget amendment. We need to limits, and we need to stop the spending, like Rick Santelli once said back in the day.
They don't. What they do is not $174,000 a year worth.
By the way, another thing about he didn't really touch on too much, but. The Republicans was talking about the fair tax. In order to understand the fair tax, you need to go to fairtax.org. What it does, it wipes out all the back-end taxes. It wipes out all the taxes. So basically, say it costs $50,000 now. If you get rid of all the back-end costs, the back-end taxes on everything else, that $50,000 cost goes down to $5,000 to $10,000. Easy, and then you just add. Then you add the 23% sales tax on that, and it brings it back up to step 5 or 10. So it'll be like $11,000 to $12,000, $14,000. You're still saving about $40,000 to $30,000. You're still saving like $30,000. You're still saving $30,000 or more. So look, it's cheap fair tax if it's done properly. Plus, you get a prebate. So every family gets a prebate based on the amount of the poverty level as well as the amount of members in the family. So you can actually get a couple thousand dollars each month as a prebate compensating that, because the U.S. government, because of this, the sales tax, is taking in hundreds of thousands of dollars percentages more money. The government would take in tons of money, and everybody would be paying it, because everything you pay for will be taxed, and that takes away from the tax sheet. So everyone pays for it.
Joe Biden would never sign that.
Yeah, but he ain't going to be in office too much longer, so. That's about it on that. Marjorie Taylor Greene had a sign up yesterday and today. It's been all over the time, called "There Are Only Two Genders," and somebody dismembers the signs all the time. And with the new Congress, is still going on, and instead of saying two genders, somebody put a post-it saying many. There are idiot. There are only two genders. God created a male and a female. Men and women, two genders. Anything else is mentally ill, sick. That's it. There is no other gender. If you are born with a vagina, you are a woman. You're a female. If you're born with a dick, you are a male. You are a man. There is nothing in between. Yet you learn to live with the body that God created. Learn to live in your own body. Learn to live in your own soul. If you do that, you're going to be a giant. You're going to win at the battle, so you're going to succeed in life. If you start listening to the left, to this woke stuff and stuff, you're going to end up destroying your family, destroying what God made, and maybe even commit suicide, because 90% of the people that change transgender end up committing suicide or dying at a young age. That is wrong, because you're going against nature. Or doing drugs.
Not fulfilled, because they were trapped in their heads.
Also, something else. AOC today said in a rampage when they were talking about Twitter and the laptop from hell, and how they were denied the access. They literally squashed the information coming out of Twitter by the New York Post, who exposed the laptop from hell before the election, and they deliberately censured it and prevented it from getting on. And so AOC got tired of being caught, the Democrats being caught in criminal activities. They call this a half-baked lie, half-baked investigation, and they said we should be talking about other things. No, you're not going to escape this. AOC, if you're criminally liable, you're going to prison, and that's it. We're done with this garbage, and that's what we're doing. So, and in fact, you know, this is what's happening across the way, and we need to actually continue to expose the truth. That's why the truth is out there, and we're going to continue to do that on our show, and that's a big thing on that. What?
Thank you, Bob. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
In Florida, we are committed to enacting family-friendly policies to make it easier to raise children. Our tax relief proposal will help families keep costs low and take some of the financial burdens off their shoulders. What he was talking about, Governor DeSantis, is the fact that the tax relief went into law. And what's happening is that there'll be no taxes on baby products. That includes baby formula, baby food, diapers, cribs, any kind of things to help a single mom or a mother or father or parents that are just starting out as a parent to able to handle the situation and to able to handle the families and grow. This is very important. That is good. They also do it to other means too, and that makes us really great. This governor is saving millions of dollars to the citizens here of Broward in the state of Florida, and we believe in that he will be a great governor, a great president one day. Now, last night we saw a future president too, in Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and when she started to talk about it could either be normal or crazy. There's a lot of people in this country that are normal, that knows that Biden and the left are crazy. And she went through the whole rhythm of the whole thing about crazy, being crazy, you know, woke, transgender, open borders, all that type of stuff, no security, the pockets of China, all the crazy stuff. And stuff like that. And she was talking about that and about education and all that system. So she was really good. Her rebuttal for the State of the Union on the Republican side was excellent. President Trump did one too, and he did a good one with campaign as a more of a, like a campaign stuff. Look, you might, if people, look, supporting Trump has to be Trump. In order for Trump to win and to do it, you can't change him. And if you cannot handle or understand the fact that Trump has to be Trump, then maybe you should be in the business you're in, if you're in our business. Because if you know anything about Trump, you should read the book Trumpy Trump by Trumpy Trump, the original 2016 campaign book. And if you try to change this guy, he's not going to win or anything. That's not him. He has to be himself. You and I have to be ourselves. You cannot change people to be something they're not. But right now you got the left trying to make people into a gay or lesbian or hate whites or all that type of stuff. And they also support abortion on demand, killing babies all the way until not just to birth, but after birth too. That's murder, point blank. That's crazy. All that's crazy. Normal people know that life begins at conception, and that we should support life and promote life and help with that. And Governor DeSantis, with his tax relief program, actually helped pregnant mothers and first-time families and single moms and dads, and all that stuff to help take care of the kids. That makes him one of the greatest governors out there. And this is a state that everybody's coming in because it's about freedom. Less government, more control of what you're doing. Big thing. We as parents have the right to dictate how our children are being taught, all of that. So that's a big thing now. Now, we got a few minutes left. Scarlett, you back?
I'm back.
Okay. Scarlett, you have anything closing remarks? We got less than a few minutes left.
I was just thinking how government doesn't tell you how you can give birth.
No, but if they could, they would.
I know. You know, doing a C-section or whatever, you know. The only thing they don't do, you know, how to do your pregnancy, how to get pregnant, you know, how to control that pregnancy. So that's why I give them any ideas.
But overall, the State of the Union under Biden is critical on life support.
He didn't talk about the State of the Union. He didn't talk about anything that made any sense. He dictated.
No.
He lied. Did you see the cover of the Post today?
Yes, I posted that. Yes.
That was pretty funny. You know that. He's a maniac. He's the puppet. He's told what to do, and he does it. And why is it such a big deal that Jill Biden gave Kamala Harris's husband a kiss? Jeez. What's the matter?
Yeah. Anyway,
friends?
Okay,
that
by the way,
Kamala constantly upset last night?
Because
she
knows.
She wasn't like Nancy Pelosi, but she certainly was up and down.
Anyway, the New York Post headline said, Joe lied then. And it says, Miss State of the Union President tells so many fibs during speech, we can't keep count. And
thing was a lie.
And
was
then he got DeSantis versus
Disney
World
was sugar. And he used people as pawns. And why was Bono there? And boy,
I don't know.
He looks like shit. He's younger than us, and he looks like shit.
Anyway, we got a couple of minutes left, and I want to use that for our final close.
Hold on. Just want to say I'll be back on Sunday. Hopefully the weather will be better because I feel the weather. And everybody have a great evening. God bless you, and bye.
Okay, one of the things we do is we talk about different situations. We're talking about families, and that's why we talk about Governor DeSantis and how he's helping people get over the cost of bringing up a child, especially a newborn, and we'd like to thank him for that. But what's unique is that when you have a person that you're supposed to be, you love so much and everything, you idolize and protect it, whatever, anything like that. And then you go ahead and actually say something that actually might incite the one you're supposed to be, your loved one, and then go ahead and say, well, if I had the opportunity, I would have married that person ahead of time and not take him at the other one. It's kind of a little insensitive to your wife, and that's the wrong thing to say, the wrong thing to do. A lot of soap operas end up in wars that way. All you have to do is look at General Hospital or go into further back into Dallas and see all these happenings and stuff like that. It's, you know, about woman scorn. You don't want to go that route. So that's not the way you do things. It's like the two wives and three wives situation. It's the same thing. Your wife wants to be known as the one and only and not compared to previous stuff or two or three. Most women will walk out at that point. So that's the thing, lessons learned there. If you're going to have a relationship, Don't compare your situation to your before or after. It's not good for you. Your voice bites. You don't want to sleep on the couch. Anyway, we're ending the show in a few minutes. We're going to play our normal theme song going back. But remember, what you saw last night was not what the founding principles or founding fathers made this country. It's the opposite. It's what we fought a war against. We have to continue to fight for our freedoms. The less government we have, the more freedom we have. The more government we have, the less freedom we have. That is the picture. If you want to control your own life, you cannot vote a Democrat at all anytime soon. They're the Communist Party now. And what you saw last night shows you everything towards that. Government should not be taking over private sector businesses and controlling and telling you how to make a profit or not and how much profit they make. That is communism. That is not what this country is all about. We are a capitalist nation. We are a free nation. We have the ability to fight and to make our own stuff, to follow our passions and dreams and fulfill those passions and dreams. And no government official or government agency should get in the way of that. I want to thank everyone for coming on, including the people in the chat room. Thank you again. Thank you, Scarlett. We'll see you on Sunday at 7 p.m. God bless you and have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.